David Hooper, Big Podcast Daily. On yesterday's episode, I talked about Patreon and how they decided, you know, maybe it would be a good idea that we take these fees we've been paying and make the people who were using our service pay them. As I mentioned, people don't like to do math. And late last night, I got this email from Patreon. It's the kind of email that deserves a little background music. Dear Patron, last week, we made a bad decision. We made an announcement about how we were going to restructure fees on Patreon. Creators and patrons immediately gave feedback that this was not the right way to solve the problem. So today, we announced that we're not going to roll out those fee changes. You may have deleted your pledge in response to that decision, and creators have asked us to provide an easy path back to repledge if you'd like to. Creators should not be penalized for our bad call. Your connection with them means everything to us, and we're working to restore what we damaged. If you want to repledge to the creators you stopped pledging to last week, click here. If you've already repledged, thank you. We're really sorry, and hope that this is one step to getting back on track. Sincerely, the Patreon team. This letter reminds me of a romance gone bad. You're perfectly happy. Everything was going great. Then the other person decided, no, this isn't for me. I'm going to go on and see if I can do a little bit better. And then that same person, not doing any better, comes crawling back to you. But in the few days that person was gone, things have changed. You were so sad, but now that person is back and you realize you don't care. What's the big lesson here? Let's talk about that. The big lesson when it comes to your podcast, when it comes to your business, dependency on third parties is dangerous. Anybody at any time can change what he's doing. And look what happened. A lot of people lost a lot of money. Because Patreon, trying to keep those shareholders happy, didn't work. Like I said on the podcast yesterday, nobody likes to be nickeled and dimed. So they voted with their wallet, they walked away, and a lot of great podcasters lost money. Are they going to get it back? I don't know. If you had an experience with this situation, hit me up via Twitter, at David Hooper. Please let me know. I'd love to hear from you. Everything I said in the episode yesterday still stands. People want to support you, and people will support you. I think overall Patreon's a great system, but don't be dependent on it. Don't have it be the only way that you're bringing in money with your podcast. You can have sponsorships, you can sell products, maybe offer service, consulting, coaching, whatever kind of service you offer. I don't know, but learn from this situation. This has happened so many times. I saw it with mp3.com. SoundCloud, another podcasting host, kind of like the government. They threaten to shut down, then they get funding. Are they going to shut down or is there going to be a last minute save? And there's always been a last minute save, but sooner or later, their good luck is going to run out. So be careful. Consider how you're bringing in money, have multiple options, and do your best to not be dependent on one company. If you want more from me, reach out to me. Bigpodcast.com is the website. I've got a newsletter. I'll send you all sorts of free marketing tips, how to become a better host, how to get more attention, how to make more impact with your podcast. That's bigpodcast.com. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you on the next episode.